From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
Previously on Flavor of Love.
Yeah, boy!
Oh, rip my heart. Which one of these girls had the best prescription for love?
Welcome to the world of 51 Minds, the production company behind the reality shows Flavor of Love, The Surreal Life, Charm School, and many others. Its signature blend of has-been celebrities and sophomoric humor has given the VH1 cable network a remarkable string of hits. Nate DeMayo introduces us to the minds behind 51 Minds.
A decade ago, Mark Cronin walked out of the University of Pennsylvania and right into a lucrative job as a chemical engineer.
It was a horrible, horrible mistake because my heart wasn't in it.
His heart led him to a world of porn stars and stutterers, writing bits for one of Howard Stern's staffs at television. And he eventually met a guy named Chris Abrego, who'd spent years working on MTV's The Real World. And they thought if they could combine their skills and sensibilities, they could bring something new to TV.
Chris and my intention was to try and create an alternative sitcom. Take former sitcom stars and have them live together, you might be able to create a new kind of comedy.
The result was a show called The Surreal Life, which was sort of Howard Stern meets The Real World. The show featured C-minus celebrities like the terminally typecast Emmanuel Lewis, TV's Webster, and the past his prime rapper MC Hammer debating who should have the top bunk.
You want the top?
You go ahead on and get the top bunk, bro.
No. Oh.
The show established a model that Cronin and Abrego have exploited ever since. Take a popular reality TV format and mine it for comedy. The fights, the alliances, the betrayals, all pushed to the point of absurdity.
At dinner time, there was a special meal prepared, which included a young lady who was naked, you know, and covered with sushi.
And along the way, they helped create a new TV subgenre, reality comedy. Here's Chris Abrego.
To produce for reality comedy, it's tough. On reality TV, you know, sometimes people just sit down and don't do anything.
We literally map out every single episode and every single challenge about where we expect there to be a moment of truth or a moment of decision or some place where you can leave a cliffhanger for the audience. We actually do plan all that out from beginning to end of the season.
Okay. Then what's the next apparatus?
The bed battle.
It's the bed battle. So where's the bed battle happen?
The bed battle is happening at the marina.
And then we go into the house, willing to throw out the whole plan if the story goes left on us.
During the filming of the third season of The Surreal Life, the story did go left on them. In the midst of the typical Surreal Life nonsense, say Charo bickering with a former member of New Kids on the Block, a peculiar romance emerged. Flavor Flav is the short guy who wore the enormous clock around his neck in the hip-hop group Public Enemy. And Brigitte Nielsen, if you remember her at all, is the 6-foot-plus 1980s B-movie queen. And the two found love. And Cronin and Abrego found television stars for a spinoff called Strange Love.
Flavor Flav loves himself some Brigitte Nielsen.
We got it going on. Hubba, 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 big girl.
Yeah. Cronin and Abrego say that reality shows live and die with casting. And the best candidates, like Flav and Brigitte, have a screw loose.
We've become, more than anything, the company that would put people in there that normally wouldn't see on a reality show. You're like, that girl would never be on The Bachelor.
I think everybody knows people like the characters in our shows. Like, I think they think their next-door neighbor is nuts. We just find that person and put them on television.
There's something about the way that they tell stories.
Jeff Old is a VP of programming at VH1. There have been times within the last year that as much as 75% of all of that network shows have been created and produced by Cronin and Abrego's company, 51 Minds.
Like The Simpsons. If you're dumb, you're going to get it and love it, and if you're really smart, you're going to get it and love it.
After The Surreal Life begat Strange Love, Cronin and Abrego began to see each new project as a potential launching pad for other projects. When Flav and Brigitte's relationship fell apart, the producers created a parody of dating shows with Flavor Flav as the 51 Minds version of The Bachelor. And the many spinoffs that this spinoff inspired have all become part of their pointedly bizarre, crude, self-referential world.
Look at him. You're smack real tough, bro. You're
you
real
ain't smacking
tough.
Me.
Of course not. Because
we do our jobs in creating these, when I say characters are real people, but really define them and either get people to root for them or root against them, then that'll give us the ability to maybe do something else with them. Like Tiffany was somebody like that.
My name is Tiffany Pollard, a.k.a. the lovely New York.
Tiffany Pollard is the quintessential 51 Minds character, or if you prefer, real person. In the first episode of Flavor of Love, she was given the nickname New York, because she was from New York. Her apparent sincerity and her seeming lack of any sort of internal censor made her a fan favorite.
But then I'm saying to myself, New York, stay strong, because this is a man you will one day be with. Nobody can with fate.
Like the best of the 51 Minds shows, New York is unhinged, but has a heart. And that helped her land her own show.
Previously on I Love New York.
I'm going to get 20 beautiful men together and see which one is the love of my life.
Mark Cronin and Chris Abrego's next show is going to feature losing contestants from their old shows like Flavor of Love, Rock of Love, and I Love New York. It's called I Love Money. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMayo.